Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer, live at the NFL Scouting Combine, joined by former NFL quarterback Rich Gannon. And Rich, you were an MVP in the league under Mark Trestman. This past season with the Bears, Jay Cutler and Josh McCown both posted career years. What is the key to Mark Trestman getting the most out of quarterbacks?
Well, Larry, I think he sees the game through the eyes of a quarterback. I think he's one of the best in the business in terms of putting together a great plan and a great scheme, and also coaching the position. I think that's really important, and I think he's developed a relationship with those two guys, and I think it starts with trust. And it was one of the things that Mark and I talked about before he even took the job in Chicago. I said, you know, if you go in there and work with Jay, you really got to develop a trust where the quarterback trusts you're going to put him in a good situation. The coordinator, the play caller, the Mark situation, you got to trust that Jay's going to make the right decisions in a critical time. He's going to be willing to throw it away and not take a sack down the red zone, those type of things. So I'm excited about what we saw in the first year. It's unfortunate that Jay did get hurt and his season got interrupted. That's something that you've got to be able to, you know, get healthy and get back on the field and play all 16. That's got to be his number one priority. But I think there's a lot of good things in year one.
You know, it was really interesting to me here at the Combine. Mark Trestman was asked what stood out after watching the tape of the season on offense, and he said they left a lot of plays on the field. He thinks they can get that much better. How much do you think it's going to help the offense and Jay Cutler, everybody on the offense, actually, to have a whole another year in the system under their belts going into year two?
I think a lot. I think we typically see the most improvement from year one to year two. I think we can anticipate a team that's going to play faster because they have a better sense and a better feel for the offense and for game plans. Particularly at the quarterback position. So I think that's exciting. And I think now the big challenge is going to be, you know, everybody coming back and buying in and being focused and really trying to build on what they did last year. I think last year they laid the foundation for what can be a very explosive, exciting offense.
In Phil Emery's two seasons as general manager, I think he's really done a great job of surrounding Jay with quality weapons. In 2 years, he traded for Brandon Marshall, and he acquired Alshon Jeffery in the draft. He's got Martellus Bennett in as well. As a former quarterback, what's that luxury when you throw to guys like Marshall and Jeffery, who are big guys who obviously can make great catches?
Well, I can tell you it's a lot more difficult when you don't have them, and I've had it both ways. I mean, I had it in times in my career where I didn't have a ton of talent there, and then I've also played with guys like Jerry Rice and Tim Brown at the end of my career who are special players. And I look at Alshon Jeffery and Brandon Marshall. Both are physical guys, have size, great range, are guys that are very good with the ball in their hands, very good with yards after the catch. So I like that about them. And I like the competitive nature. I like that the game's important to them. They want to get better. And Martellus Bennett's been a great addition. You know, to have that guy can go work in the middle of the field, can be a real factor down the red zone. And if you got a back in Matt Forte, who can be very, very good in the passing game as well. So what I liked is they got the offensive lines under control, straightened out. If you can get that, you can keep the pocket clean around a guy like Jay, I think you can really be effective.
I was going to ask you about the offensive line because the Bears revamped it last offseason. 4 out of the 5 guys are new starters. Mark Trestman comes in, though. He puts a huge emphasis on pass protection. As a quarterback, how much do you like to hear that when your head coach is always worried about the pass protection?
Well, that's really where it all starts in the passing game. It always starts with pass protection. And I go back to, you know, the first interview that Mark ever did when he's introduced as the head coach. And I think one of the first things he said was, my job is to protect Jay Cutler. And I think if you're a quarterback, man, you love to hear that. But that's what Mark's always been about, you know, making sure the quarterback is comfortable with the plan, with the protections in the pocket. Because what happens is, you know, I say this all the time, you know, if you hit the quarterback enough, I don't care how tough he is, how good he is. I mean, it's not only the sacks, but it's the hits, the hurries, the knockdowns that really take their toll on the quarterback. His ability to trust the protection, his ability to step up inside with some confidence and be able to keep his eyes down the field, that's going to be important. So the offensive line to me was a real bright spot last year, and I think a lot of the credit needs to go to that coaching staff.
Great stuff, Rich. I really appreciate you joining us, and thanks for joining us at ChicagoBears.com.